One chain-smoked cigarettes, rolled his own with slow, deliberate movements. Never wanted matches, lit each new smoke with the butt of the last. Worked as a caretaker of a club for rich French and German businessmen in Salonika by the Aegean Sea. Where he watched the Greeks and Turks unite to drive out the Bulgarians. They'd shoot at the Bulgarians, driving them back street by street. Then they'd shoot at each other. Like most who lived there, this grandfather didn't give a damn who won. But the Germans cared. So they tried out their bombers over the city, warming up for the Great War. The city smoked with this grandfather. But each workday ended the same way for him. He'd sweep up his own butts, throw them away in the trash and consign it all to flames. He was a disgrace to the family, for he worked on the Sabbath. His grandfather had been head rabbi in Palestine, and his brother was a rabbi in Salonika who changed money on the side. His brother had a little booth on a busy corner. My father, who's now a grandfather, remembers it well. This brother was thought highly of by the family, but my grandfather, the black sheep, saved his money. He took passage for America with his oldest son, Alberto, to keep the boy from being drafted. My father stayed behind with his sister. He slept five in a bed with uncles and cousins and aunts, sold needles, postcards, rolling papers to soldiers' outstretched hands through barbed wire fences. He was in Salonika during the Great Fire of 1919. He saw British troops few blocks ahead of the blaze, spraying buildings in the Jewish quarter with gasoline. The British preferred to destroy the city than to let the Germans have it. People jumped into the harbor to escape the conflagration. All that smoke. When my father came to America, he took up cigars. Eventually opened a cigar store down on Chambers Street near the Immigration Bureau. His grandfather died of Nazi gas, age 101. Side more smoke. My mother's father was from Yanina, from an ancient line of Greek Jews. In America, this grandfather worked in a cigarette factory. Lived in Harlem. best remembered for big, beautiful brown eyes, for the love he showered on his wife, his children, and on distant relatives arriving by steamship at Ellis Island. He died in the influenza epidemic of 1919, while Salonika went up in smoke. My grandmother followed him, dying in Harlem 6 months later of a broken heart. For years, my mother thought the deathbed was a special bed. All those babushkaed aunts and kimono peddling uncles wept at the funerals, burnt yardside candles, but none took in the children. All that smoke. Somehow my mother, the grandmother, survived, taking care of her two younger brothers, shuffling from foster home to foster home and back again to the Hebrew orphan asylum. She met my cigar-smoking father, and about the time his grandfather died, gasping for air, made him a son. Son worked in the smoke shop, handed over Turkish blend camels to hacking chain smokers, remembering the proverb of Yani Na Jews, the camel doesn't see his own hump. Swept up their butts as they disappeared out the door in their own smoke. Didn't smoke himself. Didn't think he knew his own grandfather. But somehow, with a little help, was able to make his father one. Bargain and all the poets in the audience, if I can find it here. It's called Fool Poem Number One. Here we go with another session, pounding keys as if to reshape them to fit supple locks and open stubborn doors. Oh God, the futility and the vanity of such an effort at discovery. Tripping over one's own shadow, trying to pound even from sound the stone's blood. Always the image of the fool dances by, some cuddly hellhound yapping at his heels, the canyon yawning. Okay. Here's a poem called Inferno. Went to the Grand Inquisitor, he didn't have much to say. Asked him for a pardon, he said, come back another day. Looked down from the parapet, saw naked in the sun, sweat-streaked men were lining up underneath the gun. Went back to the Grand Inquisitor, my tail between my legs. I said, those souls are suffering, do I have to beg? He locked his steel-like eyes in mine and nodded at the wall. He said they all were bound to die. Keep quiet when they fall. He looped his arm around my neck and walked me to my cell. He said, enjoy yourself, my friend. A door clanged shut in hell. Moving on to brighter things. Here's a piece called Dandelion. You used to stand so straight, so bright and light, just like the sun. And now so soon you're stooped and pooped, all frail and gray, and gone to seed. Okay, seems like good time to read this poem called Where Do We Go From Here? This actually evolved out of a period where I was sort of floundering and getting a lot of advice, call for and uncalled for, from my friends and acquaintances. And I tried to collect some of them into this poem called Where Do We Go From Here? Go to work, go to school, lose yourself in the forest, find yourself in the forest. Take 10 paces and commence digging. Go 6 feet under, go 12 feet under, go way down under, hitch to the Stinson Desert, and search for Aborigines. Take a slow boat to China. See the USA in your Chevrolet. Go slow, go through a long dark tunnel. Take a powder, get in the wind, make a vision quest. Go tell it to the judge, go through hell, search for the eye of the pyramid. Find Atlantis, go to the automat for lunch. Take a left at the next light. Get beyond yourself, take me with you. Go to India and live with sadhus. Get into showbiz, go fuck yourself. Go to the bathroom, get your shit together. Go start a literary movement. Go to friendly skies. Go to Kansas City. Go to Cambridge and see Carmu, the seer. Get a newspaper. Take out life insurance. Go directly to jail. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. Sit on your zafu. Contemplate your navel. Go fight City Hall. Go fly a kite. Strike it rich. Write a bestseller. Sell it to the movies. Retire to your vast country estate, Xanadu, and live out all your sexual fantasies. Don't bathe for a year. Go to Vegas. Go claim you're the one who picked up Howard Hughes, huge, hitching in the desert, and you're his true soul heir. Produce the will. Go begging. Go to the double feature at the Thalia. Go read your poetry at a dark bar on a Monday night. Write a letter to the editor. Give yourself a pseudonym, Phil the Philosopher or Fred the Head. Get hooked, take the cure, write your memoirs, sit around at outdoor cafes looking dark and intelligent. Go straight, go to Kansas City. Go to New York and search through Dylan's garbage. Find the answer. Find the question. Have a homosexual experience, it'll be good for you. Go get bent, go through looking glass, back three spaces. Set yourself up as a dealer, only high quality organically grown sacrament with your best interests of your community at heart. Go start a chain letter, go start a chain of stores. Chain yourself to the state capitol's doors. Go to Kansas City. Cut off all your hair. Don't speak for a year. Go hustle your local Krishna temple for bread. Sell all your possessions. Give everything away, even your shoes. Pull up all your roots. Live in the streets and find out where it's at. Go to Marrakesh and smoke a lot of hash. Take up a musical instrument. Go to the races. Give up smoke. Give up meat. Give up sex. Don't give up. Go first one way, then another. Tell all the people you love all the things you've always wanted to tell them. Go greyhound. Go preach the gospel of beauty. Go on walking tours. Exchange your poems for bread and lodging. Become famous. Become infamous. Pretend you know. Pretend you don't know. Go through a dark night of the soul. Go freak out a computer. Go to college. Get a job. Follow all the rules. Don't offend anybody. Go wandering. Live for the future. Live for the present. It contains all time. Crash a gate. Smash the state. Lead your life. Let your life lead you. Follow the yellow brick. Follow the yellow brick. Follow the yellow brick. Follow your nose. Go home. Go, my son. Go with compassion for all sentient beings. Live it up. Drop dead. Get born again. Don't stop. Keep going.